sorry, Carol, I missed you there for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want one that allows you a WordPress theme that allows you to do a sales page at the front.
Not only a sales page, I want a hub site as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, keep your CarolChapmanLive.com as your hub.
Right.
And that's perfect.
Actually, James, I have another idea, and probably whatever. I've made this movie about Yucatan travel.
Yeah.
And the other thing that my daughter, who I said is working with me on these things, she can stand the hardest part of making a website is writing the stuff.
Writing the stuff?
Yeah, writing the stuff. Like,
yeah.
Once you have, if you've got a template or once you've got, you figured out how to use the software, now you've got to write things. So
yeah.
I thought I've already done all these blogs on the Yucatan. So
mm-hmm.
I've got them in CarolChapmanLive.com. If I make a website for the movie, and like I'm going to make a number of movies on travel in Yucatan. So I own like YucatanPeninsulaTravel.com. So that could be the hub site, and I could just take my own blogs and put them under, you know, Chichen Itza, Tulum, or whatever I want to put them in these drop-down menus, and I wouldn't hardly have to even write anything.
Yeah, you can do that. And the other thing is, like, are you trying to sell the video?
Well, then I thought I'd have sale pages as well, and then I could have, you know, bundles or whatever.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to sell it, but I want to have one page where I give people the free thing.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'm not getting it right. Maybe I've got to give them the free thing on every sales page.
For your market,
yeah.
I think what you might be able to do is I wouldn't get too uptight on a big, long sales page.
Okay.
Because the people that are buying your stuff are not necessarily needing a big, big, honking, long, traditional direct marketing sales page, right?
Yeah, they get turned off.
They have no idea what the hell that stuff is or why you're doing it. It's like hard sell for them, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. They get offended.
Yeah, so here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that what you do is on the main page or the index page, you don't have to use I wouldn't even bother with what you would call a traditional website.
Okay.
I would just put a squeeze page, and you remember what a squeeze page is, right?
That's a sales page, but it's basically you want to get their email.
That's right. That's right. So it's just a small page with one paragraph and three bullet points and a place for them to subscribe with their email address in exchange for something of value, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I got to write this down because you're customizing this for my group.
Okay.
So one paragraph, 3 points.
Yeah, three or four bullet points.
Yeah.
And then a little button. And a place for them to put their best email address in.
Right.
And their name.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And what I would do is you know, if you're selling a travel thing to the Yucatan, I would do something along that uses mystery as a key part. Like discover 3 secrets about the Yucatan that you won't find, that the travel agents won't tell you about.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand where I'm going with that?
I don't understand why, no.
Okay, well, just hang on for a second. What you're going to do is you have movies and you have all sorts of information about Yucatan, right?
Yes.
So what you're going to do is you're going to use this little squeeze page at the start, and you're going to, let's say, for example, you have 4 or 5 posts that you've already done on the Yucatan.
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to use this single page for them to give you their email address in exchange for 7 tips about Yucatan travel, for example, or seven secrets that their travel agent won't tell them about.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do from there is they're going to, in order to get those secrets, they're going to have to put their name and an email into the form, and it's going to be automatically added to your autoresponder, correct?
Right. Yep.
Now, what you're going to do is that autoresponder, what you're going to do is you already have seven posts or seven articles on the Yucatan.
Yes.
So what you're going to do is you're going to add seven emails to that autoresponder sequence.
Okay.
And in that autoresponder sequence, the first message is going to say, here's secret number one. And it's going to point or have a link to a post that you've already done.
Oh.
Okay. So you've already done the article, right?
Yeah.
So what you can do is you can either send them directly to the article that's on your Carol Chapman Live blog.
Right.
Or what you do is you set up a separate page called Secret One, and it's just a very, very plain page.
Right.
On that new website where you had the squeeze page.
Yeah.
And what you do is you just copy and paste the article that's there from your blog. You copy and paste it and put it on that page number one on the new website.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a sales letter. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's just very, very straightforward, right?
Right.
And then at the bottom of that letter, there's a link that says, you know, for Carol Chapman's three-hour video describing all the secrets of the Yucatan, click here to buy now.
Okay,
but you do that, if you have seven letters or seven articles that you've written, you
mm-hmm.
do that for each article.
Okay.
And you have one email message that goes out immediately with the first secret, and then you have another secret for day three, and another secret for day five, and another secret for day seven. So every day or two, you send out a message that gives them the trip or the information on what they should look for, but then there's also a link to your video on those.
Okay, each one has
one. Yeah, sure, each one has one. You may not put one in the first, you know.
Okay.
Don't try and sell them right away.
Okay.
Can you hang on 1 sec just because my cell phone's ringing here? Hang on.
Sure.
Hello. Yes. Hey, Don, I'm on the other line with a conference call. Can I call you back, or did you want to come on the conference call? Yes. Okay, and we're talking about WordPress. So if you go to the mysmallbizu.com site and just click on that, you'll see there's a Getting Started Online call, or in the events, you'll see, and there's the phone numbers there.
Okay? No problem. Bye-bye. Sorry about that.
Yes, that's fine. So,
yeah.
James, then,
yeah.
I like the idea of it being separate pages, and the reason is, instead of sending them to the blog post, because then all of these articles are already in that blog. So it makes more sense that I have separate pages.
Yeah, well, each blog post is a separate page, remember?
Yeah.
Because if you go to your blog, for example, let me just go to Carol Chapman Live for a second here.
Okay, I'll go there, too. I'm going to be a little bit behind you, I think. We'll see.
Just remember that Carol Chapman Live, if you go to I'm just looking for a Yucatan Travel movie preview.
Okay.
That movie preview is a single page, and it's page 1843. So it's carolchapmanlive.com/p=1843. So it's a unique, separate article.
Okay, so I'm going to I just want to see that happen. I'm putting in, and then after the forward slash, I'm
you
going
put a
to say
question
P,
mark?
Question mark.
P=1843.
Yep. That doesn't make sense. It's 184.
1843.
1843. Why'd you put the 3 on?
Because that's the name. P equals 1843.
Well, how did you know it's that name?
Because if I go to your, all I did is I looked on your main, your homepage. Go back to your homepage.
Okay.
And you've got, the blog has the most recent posts, and the third one is?
The 10 travel movies.
Yeah, put your mouse over top of that title.
Okay.
And look in the bottom left of your browser.
Look, and, oh, P equals 1843. You're
that's
right.
That's just the WordPress ID for that page.
Okay. I had hovered over the title, and it just said permalink to Yucatan Travel Movie Preview.
Yeah.
And I know to look in the bottom left.
Yeah. So you don't have search engine friendly links on your blog. You've just got the standard WordPress ones. So for this particular case, you know, that page, P equals 1843, if you click on that, it goes to a unique page that's unique to that one post.
Okay, I am going to go and try that out.
Yeah.
It occurred. So, but what came up was the whole website, the whole blog site.
Yeah, that's correct. So, what you're trying to do on this one is, and that's why I said, you know, you can try and do it on the pages or set up your website so that the pages for a particular category don't have all the sidebars and widgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Or the better bet is just take the copy and paste whatever you're doing and put it into a single page on the new website.
Okay. And there's, in your videos, there is a way of making pages that are not linked. So if someone comes to that new website, they won't see the pages.
Yes, right. You just don't put any navigation to them. There's no navigation from the home page to them.
Okay.
It's just a page that's up on the web server, and it's got whatever content you want on it, but there's no navigation. There's no links that go home or you know, page 7, page 8, about us. There's none of that stuff. It's just a page with no navigation.
How do I make it with no navigation?
Okay, now that, Carol, you guys got to think about your question here. You've got a website, right? And you're putting a page on it with Composer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I've never figured out how to do this. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So you're just remember in, if you go to the download section on my site here.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the downloads, there's in the downloads in templates.
Right.
In templates, there's a whole bunch of different templates. There's newsletter templates, plain templates, there's video squeeze page templates, there's mini site templates, okay, there's internet marketing templates, there's all sorts of stuff that you can download and look at there, but there's also lead capture pages. I think I've got 5 or 6 of them there. You can download those and just remove the lead capture part, but just put in the text that you want and save it as Article 1 or whatever name you want. And
what I mean is when I'm in the dashboard and I'm making a page,
this is not in WordPress. The site that you're going to do the squeeze page on,
mm-hmm.
You don't need to use WordPress on that.
Oh. Okay.
Like those lead capture templates, it's mm-hmm. just a standard HTML page.
Right.
It's, so you don't need WordPress for those sales pages.
Oh.
It's just like it's one single HTML page that you'd use. The first time you use it, you save it with the squeeze page information, and then what you do is you save it as, you know, index.html, and then with your editor, you change it and change that same page and put in the information for your first article.
Mm-hmm.
Save the name to article1.html as an example, and then you would upload it to the site, and you've got two pages. You've got the index page which is the first one you did, which includes the squeeze page information. And now you've got another page called Article 1, but there's no link from that index page to the Article 1 page.
Okay.
It's just a page by itself. The only way people can get to it is if they give you their email address from the first page and you send them there with your autoresponder.
I get it, of course.
Okay.
I need my links. Yeah, I know
how
to links. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what you can do is just use one of the templates that's already up here on the site. Find one that you like. You can download them. Your daughter can download them. And just use the same template over and over again, but change the text. One is the first time you use it, it's for the squeeze page. You call it index.html. The first article, you call it article1.html or Yucatan Travel News.html, whatever you want to call it, and then just use it 5, 6, 7 times for whatever number of articles that you have.
Gotcha. Now, what if, why wouldn't I use WordPress?
It's overkill. Why would you?
Because they're pretty, and they look professional.
Okay, well then, you can go ahead and do that. And just use standard WordPress, but don't put any widgets and categories and links and pages and all that stuff into it.
Right.
Just strip it down completely bare bones.
Because something on Yucatan, it's got to have like palm trees and turquoise water. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, if you want to do that, that's fine. Just make sure that you don't have any sidebars or anything with links to, you know, about us or blog roles or anything like that, because if you send someone to the page, you want to give them the information, and you want to give them the option to buy your video.
And that's it. Nothing
that's it.
Else.
That's
or
correct.
Capture their email, one or the other. Yeah, right.
See, the thing is that it's not as easy to create a squeeze page with WordPress.
Oh.
Like, it's hard to make a good squeeze page or a landing page with WordPress.
I see.
What you have to do in that case is you have to see, it gets a little more complicated, because what you end up having to do is you do one page in HTML, the squeeze page, and name it index.html.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have WordPress installed, and it's got a home page of index.php.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to set up the hosting for that account, and you do that in the cPanel that says, instead of going to what's your default homepage, you put the default homepage as index.html, and that will make sure that it goes to the squeeze page before it goes anywhere else.
Oh, God, I'm lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
so
yeah,
that's
right.
Why, if you have a graphic of a palm tree or something, find a template that you like, put the palm tree on it.
Okay.
And then don't muck around with WordPress for that sales page kind of thing.
Okay, but what if I have like a main topic, which is Yucatan Peninsula travel, then I have one product, which is this movie. Then I have another product that is another movie.
Then do one blog about all the Yucatan stuff.
Okay.
And then do posts and have the options with the posts in the movie to buy the movies that you're doing.
Okay, so the posts take people to the sales pages.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do sales pages. If they're just standalone movies and they're all Yucatan related,
mm-hmm.
Just create a blog. Start posting about it and give the people the option to buy the videos in the posts.
Okay.
I wouldn't do sales page. Don't do hub and spoke or any of that stuff. If you've just got one particular market and one set of products that are all related,
yeah.
You don't need to do hub and spoke stuff.
So then the option to buy is going, you mean I'm going to have like a PayPal button in a post?
Yeah, you can put a click here to order now, or you know, download your copy of the video. Click here to order now.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
God. Okay.
Okay.
And I can have the free thing there as well.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You can still have a squeeze page at the start for people coming to the main page. it's like, well, yeah, it's hard to do a squeeze page in that one, a little bit harder. You've got to do some kind of pop-up or something, or give people a reason to subscribe about,
yeah, okay.
You know, maybe they get a preview movie or something.
Yeah, the other thing is, I could have like a YouTube preview on there. You know, as far as buttons go, how there's, right now I have about Carol. Instead of about, I could have, free travel tips.
Yep.
And then the other one, free preview.
Yeah, you can do all sorts, experiment and see what works best with the people that are coming.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I think Don just came on. So let's see. Do you got a question there, Don?
I was. It's a pretty simple one, I guess, but I don't know.
Okay.
I went to my site. I guess yesterday.
Yeah.
And I discovered that the theme had changed, and I'd lost the custom header I had on the top.
Okay. Let me just see which one it is.
Strategic practice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's.
I'm just looking here to see.
Hi, Don. It's Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. What's the name of your site? I'd like to look as well.
Sure.
Online?
Yeah, okay. It's in a state of construction right now. But
okay.
It's Strategic Praxis.
Strategic Practice.
Praxis, A-X-I-S.
Yeah, where's the... That's not the theme we put on, is it?
No.
Well,
I didn't change it either.
Well, I didn't change it, so someone changed
it. I don't know how that happened. I just went in there, and there it was.
Okay.
I don't even remember the name of the theme we had.
Okay, I gotta see what I can do here for.
I'm having some strange internet problems. Everything's loading very, very slowly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have
to. Fine. It's fine for me here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call the provider. Something gone wrong.
Yeah, either that or are you on cable?
Yes.
Yeah, someone might be doing something because it's shared for your neighborhood, eh?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Doing something, you mean like inappropriate?
No, they may just be downloading big movies or something like that, and maybe the kids playing something.
Well, I'll have to speak to them about that.
Yeah. Just trying to remember what we had for. I don't remember what we had for a username.
Well, it was...
Don't say it, because we're recording this.
Oh, sorry.
Let me just look. I'm just going to go into the admin here and see if I have it. Can you log in? Are you logged in to the admin, WP admin?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
In your page?
No. In your strategicpraxis.com /WP-admin.
No, I'll go there.
Yeah, so you can actually do this up.
Okay, I'm logged in now.
Okay, and when you're logged in, I'm going to go to mine. There's one of the menus on the left-hand side is called Appearance.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you go the first, there is a little drop-down comes underneath of Appearance. And if there's not one there, there's a little down arrow just to the right of the word Appearance.
It's taking this long to refresh. Because of this issue I was talking about. You know what's happening? A lot of people are watching the football games. So
yeah, that's probably part of the deal, too.
Yeah, because they can watch them online. Okay, the current theme is... Do you want me to mention it?
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. You have a theme there, right?
Press Play 2.1. But I was sure we had Out of Wildfire before.
Yeah, exactly. So what you need to do is just go look for the theme listed underneath. It should have available ones underneath.
Yeah.
You find the one that we had before.
Yep.
And in the listing there, there's one that says underneath. There's it usually gives the name of the theme, and then the author's name is a link. But then underneath that, it usually has three links: activate, preview, or delete.
Right.
So what you need to do is just click activate on the theme that we originally had.
Okay. But okay, fine. I think we had, or you had.
Yeah.
Customize it a bit, though.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm heading it. It says there's a new version, too, by the way.
Oh, there is a new version? Yeah, well, you might have to go and download it and update it.
Maybe that's what happened, right? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. If there's a new version, it just gives you the option. Like, even I haven't updated to WordPress 3, which I'll probably do shortly after I do a backup. And that's something you guys should both do, is make sure you've got the...
You guys asking me to.
Yep. You don't need to, but it's something to do shortly.
Okay, I'll see what we've got there.
Okay, so let's go back and... Have you activated it?
Yes.
And there's your site back.
Once again, here we go. Oh, but it's got that, you know, stock photo there instead of the one I put in.
On which one?
Yeah.
What photo did you have?
I had the one of the...
Chili, right?
Right, right.
And right now I think there's a grape or something?
Yeah, it's raspberry.
Okay.
And they've also gone to the default... you had a much better looking sidebars.
Yeah, I certainly haven't touched it, so either you've hit something by mistake, or the other thing is, I wouldn't think that anyone's done anything. Does anyone, if, you know, that's the other thing you might want to consider, is just changing your password, and making sure that no one else has created another account or anything.
Uh-huh.
But the only way that this can be changed is if you know, someone's clicked on and changed the theme.
Is there any way I can retrieve the edited version? So we can,
well, yeah, the images and everything should still be there, so...
Yes, I noticed the picture was still there, of course.
Yeah.
But I can't find a way to... I've got to rediscover how to put it in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's lots of good videos, right, Carol? Carol's got a mute on.
Oh, okay.
If you... Yeah, there's actually... Yeah, there's lots of... The new videos are good, right?
The new videos are fantastic.
Yeah. So and you have access to those, Don, in the mysmallbizu.com site.
All right.
There's mysmallbizu. You can use your email address and password, the same one you use for support.
All right.
And there's a video menu right across the middle in gray called Websites.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually click on Websites, one of the side menu, there's one called WordPress Blogs, and it has 15 or 20 videos on how to do all the stuff in WordPress. And uploading a WordPress theme, or picking a WordPress theme, for example, customizing a WordPress theme. Okay, so it shows you how to go in and change or edit, for example, logos, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the other thing is, I prefer the Gothic, not the Gothic, but the Roman typefaces, right? And
yeah. So you can change. You should be able to change that within your theme,
mm-hmm.
in the settings of your theme.
And I noticed that the little green floret there in the corner looks a lot like the BT signal. I don't want.
Yeah, not the best one.
No.
Not the best one.
I don't want the logo on my website. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I'll
you'll have to you have to poke around in there. I don't know how it's changed or been changed, but
no, I don't either. But it could have happened. I'm not that not that astute about these things.
But all your content's there, so
no, I haven't lost anything. I've got it all backed up anyway. But
yeah,
and I've got lots more that I want to post. I'm changing my whole approach, so that's why I haven't done much posting right now.
Okay.
My whole focus is changing.
Okay.
But we can talk about that some other time if you want.
Okay.
I have two other quick questions.
Sure.
One of them is, if I want to somebody to go to another blog or another site.
Yep.
How do I go about putting a live link in the text?
Okay. Well, when you're doing when you're making a new post,
mm-hmm.
and you're in your
in my
for example, yeah, you're in the dashboard, right?
Yes, the dashboard. I can go there. Yeah.
And yeah. And there's a post on the left-hand side, which is under the dashboards, and there's one of the drop-downs in Post menu says Add New.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's an editor that comes up underneath the area where you put the title of the post.
Okay. Yes, edit.
And yeah, and if you look, it has, it's got a little bit of a tab on the editor. One says Visual and one says HTML. Just on the right hand side of the editor. Do you see that?
No.
Okay. Do you have a page up that says Add New Post with a push button pin next to it?
It says Edit Post.
Okay, so
Add New, right?
Yeah, you want to press Add New, not Edit.
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, so you see there's Add New Post. It has a place for title, correct?
Right.
And then what's underneath that place for title? What do you have? What do you see there?
Well, there's a little bar there, a toolbar.
Yeah, and the toolbar, yeah. Is there tabs on the right-hand side of the toolbar?
Yes.
One says Visual, one says HTML?
Correct.
Okay, so which one is the highlighted one for you? Is it the HTML one?
Yeah.
It's Visual?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you look at Visual, and you actually look at, where is, this one actually, if you type in, for example, http://www, and then put a domain, okay, if you actually type it, if I'm not mistaken, it will automatically turn that into a URL for you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me try one. Oh, no, but that wouldn't be in the post line. That would be in the body of the text. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you have to do a link in the body of the text.
In the upload insert box.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's a line. That's not the name of the box. Okay. All right.
And let me just double check on that one. Hang on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it doesn't. So let me just see where the...
Do I have to go to HTML?
Yeah, where's the... I'm just looking on mine. Where's the link on that one? You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to go find out where how come the editor doesn't have a link. Okay, so let's do this instead.
Tab and then it's here.
Yeah, there's one there for a link.
Yeah.
So let me go. I got to check on that.
Okay.
So, but in the meantime, you can just click on HTML and put the link in.
Yes, and then go back to Visual.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that. Kind of bizarre.
I'm sort of wondering whether I shouldn't just leave the new appearance of the page. It'd be less fuss, and while I lose that great picture, I get a very serviceable looking page. You know.
Yeah. Now the other thing is, remember we set you up with that Posterous, right?
Yes.
So if you're using Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, for example. And you have a link in Microsoft Outlook,
mm-hmm.
it automatically creates the link in your post.
Okay.
So all you do is you type your email, send it to post@posterous, and it's done.
It's done, and of course it's all of them, right? Yeah.
That's right. So Twitter's done, Facebook's all done, LinkedIn's done, they're all done.
Now, if I were to, can I link to a mailing list, somebody's... Or not a mailing list, but yeah, I guess so, an online mailing list, I think. Can I do that?
if you link to.
You see, there's a group that says that we would love to use one of your categories.
Oh, you mean they want to use some of your content?
Well, I like the content, and they
yeah.
have a category of their own kind of thing.
Oh, that you're when you write stuff, they get access to it.
Yes, and they can run a discussion through it.
Okay, well, yeah, the what you can do is you can create a category for that particular group.
Yes.
And there's what I would do is for you is I would say, you know, here's a category that's for you guys, and you've got commenting allowed on your particular site, correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So what you would do is just create a category, and anytime you put a post, add it to that category.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can either let them know, or when they come to check that category, they'll see what you've posted and just let them comment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can add a category or a tag to it. Category would probably be the best one.
Yes. Now, would they have to each individually ask for RSS feed? Or?
No, there's a couple things. One is the RSS, if they're on that page,
mm-hmm.
they would be able to subscribe to the RSS feed for that category just by clicking on that.
Collective message saying, please do that if you want to be in
yeah.
the session. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I can't just plop them into it. That would be almost like spamming, wouldn't it?
No, you can you mean plop articles in?
Well, take a whole mailing list.
And
say you're all on RSS feed.
No, you can't do that. The RSS feed is something that they're in control of.
Yeah, which is only fair.
Yeah, so, you know, if you wanted to add them to a mailing list, obviously you should have their permission, and then you've got to get a My Small Biz mail account, for example,
yeah.
to take care of that.
All right.
Okay. Now, the nice thing is, and this is just something with My Small Biz mail, is My Small Biz mail also has a built-in RSS subscription feature.
Oh, does it now? Okay.
Yeah, so one of the things that happens is that if you want to, you can set your autoresponder or a sequence, you can set it up as an RSS feed so that people subscribe to the feed, and every time a message gets sent out in that sequence of emails, their RSS feed would know or be notified that there's a new post.
Okay.
That's a little more advanced, and not many people use it, so.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good,
yeah. Yeah, so poke around with the videos. There's lots there, and if you really get stuck, put something in the forum, and I'll do my best to help you out.
Great.
Okay,
I guess that's all I need to know right now.
Okay, perfect.
I think I'll probably stick with the current, even though it doesn't have the picture, because it's not worth all the other fussing and changing and
fixing. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, good. So, well, I'll turn it over to whoever else wants to talk.
Okay. Are you still there, Carol?
Yes.
I got time for one little last quick question.
Okay. I have so many. Let's see. I don't even know which one to choose. Trackbacks, pingbacks. People are pinging back.
You are getting pings?
Yeah.
Good.
What does that mean? I mean, it's not a comment.
No, remember one of the things that are really nice about blogs is they have a built-in function that lets you know when someone else on another blog has mentioned or referenced an article or post that you've made.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say Don is interested in going to the Yucatan. He writes a post that said, you know, on a recent visit to Carol Chapman Live, and he puts the link to this post that you made. She discussed how the Incas never really existed or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but because there's a link directly to one of your posts in your blog, the two WordPress sites know that, hey, there was just a link put in, and what it does is it just confirms the fact that there was a link. But the nice part is that Google loves when you get these backlinks to your site.
Okay.
So you just got a notification that someone else has referenced one of your posts, and the more of those, the better.
Okay, yeah. So, like, I get an email that says you've just received a ping or something.
Yes, that's good.
I wasn't sure about it. Now, what about a trackback?
That is a trackback. The one I just discussed is a trackback.
Okay, so if I want to, so you're saying that whenever I put a link in my post to someone else's blog, they have just been pinged by me.
No, there's now a trackback between the two. Remember I said when you were posting, the easiest way to get started posting is to find someone else's post and comment on it?
Which is what I've been doing.
Exactly. So what happens is that what you're doing is you're creating links, and depending on how everyone else is, you know, the other person has their WordPress set up, you're creating links or backlinks back and forth to individual posts from other blogs that are of the similar theme or type of keyword or market, for example.
Okay.
And that gives your site more authority, and it makes your site look more appealing in the eyes of Google and the search engines.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, you have two identical sites, and they have all of the same content on it. But one site has links to 30 other blogs that are all about Yucatan travel, and where one post in your blog goes to another similar post with similar content in another blog.
Okay.
So you've got two sites with identical content. One has all of these backlinks, track backs to all of the additional sites that have the same kind of information. Which one is going to rank more with a higher ranking?
Well, obviously the track back one. Because
that's right.
Yeah, that's activity.
That's right. Well, that's not activity. It means that you've got content is identical, but one obviously is more important than the other because everyone else from other sites that are similar are referencing it.
Okay. Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
right.
It's okay to link. You want to link. But you want to link to stuff that is similar or related to what you're doing. You don't want to be talking about... you know, for example, Yucatan travel movies, but have a link to, you know, train engine steam whistles.
Right. Right. That's why I wanted to, you know, how my original blog is more metaphysical.
Yep.
And now that I'm doing also this travel, in other words, while I was in Yucatan getting information of a metaphysical nature, I also did travel stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to know that.
Yep.
Like, brush your teeth with bottled water, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that's got to be separate. So anyway, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, let's call it a day because it's getting close to 12, and we've got lots of WordPress stuff. But there's lots on WordPress in the site. And if you do have any questions. Just that, you know, even if they're kind of how do I do this or I'm in my site and I want to be able to do this, don't use a support ticket. Just let's use the forum, okay?
Sure.
Okay, and we'll go from there, and I'll try and answer them as best I can.
That's good.
Okay?
Just one quick thing. Carol, can I go to your site sometime?
Yes, sure. My main blog site is carolchapmanlive.com.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, and I'm just going to turn the recording off. Thank you very much, guys, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay.
Thanks again, James.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.